This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Going to have a conversation about healthcare in this country and looking forward, right? We know we've got a problem on our hands. We've called it a crisis, and it's not just Alberta. It's coast to coast to coast. There's a problem, big problem. It doesn't function in a way that even its most ardent defenders can call acceptable. Like I say, it's a crisis over and over and over. So the opportunity, you would think, to try something bold might be here, might be presenting itself, right? The question, though, if the Conservatives form the next government, as polls right now suggest that they will in the next federal election, barring something unforeseen, will they seize that opportunity, or are we going to see more of the same old, same old, same old that has really taken us to the point we find ourselves now? That's the topic of a piece written for The Hub by Sean Whatley, who is a physician, Monk Senior Fellow with the McDonald Laurier Institute, and author of When Politics Come Before Patients, Why and How Canadian Medicare is Failing. He joins us now to talk about this. Dr. Whatley, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So we're going to talk about Conservatives and some of the conservative principles. I think we all know that they've championed for a very, very long time. We're going to talk about freedom and free enterprise, small government, really conservative bedrock, right?
Yeah, I would think so. And the reason I wrote the article is because there was an article in The Hub saying, you know, three cheers for neoliberalism, which is a fancy way of saying freedom, free enterprise, and limited government. And I said, hey, guys, wait a second. You don't sound like that when it comes to healthcare. Do you want me to write a piece on it? And they said, oh, okay, sure.
and you know, when you take a look at that, explain what you mean in terms of how those principles would be applied to healthcare and how it hasn't been by the Conservatives.
Well, I like the glass half full approach. Let's do something positive. And so, for example, in the piece, I said, why don't we take a principled stance on a market-friendly, universal healthcare? So, universal, there's no reason to compromise on that. Everybody in the country gets care. No one should panic about losing their house or their car or their home or their future or anything if they get sick. So we can stand strong on that. But why don't we have a market-friendly approach? And then I have a few other ideas if you want.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Now, when we talk about a market-friendly approach, it's a third rail, I think, in a lot of ways. I mean, you know how it is, Doc, and I think that's why conservatives and all politicians really do pull back, because if you start to talk about tinkering with something that could be perceived as, you know, private care, privately offered, whatever the case may be, people start to get weak in the knees. Isn't that what happens?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Don't talk about private. And furthermore, we have constrained the definition of private to just mean pulling out your wallet to pay for care. It's all about the money. Is it your provincial health card or is it your Visa card? Well, that's nonsense. When you talk about private, it talks about the number of services, the type of services, who gets to manage the services, where the services are provided. I mean, price is only one part of it. So I'll use a concrete example. In Ontario, Premier Ford, I think he may have done this by accident, but we'll give him credit for it anyway. He's shifting a bunch of services out of hospitals into independent health facilities. We know that the same procedure in the hospital, CT scan, MRI, whatever, a colonoscopy, costs 20 to 40% less, according to the Auditor General report in 2012, when they're done outside of hospitals. So focus on the universal care, focus on the insurance. You don't have to pay with your Visa card, but get the management of these services out of these hyper-regulated environments. So that's a tiny example of what a market-friendly approach would be.
Okay. Now, you talk about how conservatives have sort of been reluctant to do this, and you cite the case study of Mike Harris, who I think a lot of people would say, you know, the common sense revolution, all the rest of that stuff, and all kinds of things happen. But you say at the end of the day, really nothing changed, right? Give us your breakdown of the case study of Mike Harris and what he did with healthcare.
Yeah, so Mike Harris is still a rock star on the right, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The conservatives love him. And Will Falk, who's a management consultant with PricewaterhouseCoopers, he wrote the chapter in the book, The Harris Legacy, and he wrote the chapter on health care. And he says, quote, "The Harris health program represents exceptionally well-done central planning. This is striking and ironic because a true revolutionary of the common sense school should not believe in central planning at all. Mike Harris ended up being among the best health care central planners in Canada's history." And he goes on to show examples of how they closed over 40 hospitals, more than 20,000 workers had their jobs disrupted. Basically, Mike Harris and his team wrote the book on how to do central planning in healthcare. And this is what I am so concerned about when I think of conservatives. It's like, okay, guys, either you're principled and you stick to free enterprise, limited government, or you don't. And so what I've seen is they tend to say, well, we can centrally plan even better than the left. We'll show you how to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What do you see in the current conservative movement led by Pierre Poilievre? He talks a lot about freedom. He talks a lot about common sense. He talks about all those same things. Do you think he has the appetite? Will he jump in with both feet?
Well, I hope so. And, you know, I don't know if Canadians like jumping into anything with both feet, except maybe the lake in the springtime. And so I think a more Canadian approach is to be cautious, to try something. I think Premier Ford ended up trying something by accident, but I'm hoping that it will demonstrate that you actually can have great services outside of a heavily regulated environment. At the end of the day, and this is again from Falk's chapter, quote, "It is ironic that Mike Harris is accused of being a free market advocate in healthcare while overseeing one of the best central planning processes in Canadian histories." That's my panic for Poilievre. I'm worried that someone's going to write a sentence saying, "It is ironic that Poilievre is accused of being a free market, blah, blah, blah." And so we need to encourage these conservatives to actually stick to principles. Don't blow everything up. Commit to universal care. But please, don't try to centrally plan better than the central planners.
Okay, so if he's thinking about it, but he's not 100% sure, and you want to encourage him, as you said, help him out. What does he need to do? Where does he start? What kind of changes could he implement that would help make sense and, you know, actually improve the system? At the end of the day, that's what we want.
Yeah, so two simple ideas. I already mentioned the IHF, so I'll offer two more. Number one, we have a beautiful petri dish for interprovincial competition. We've got all these health systems. Each province is really a ton of data, expertise, knowledge on health systems. Allow them to have some friendly interprovincial competition and experimentation, not blowing things up, but allow them to try a few pockets of innovation. For example, Saskatchewan, they offered a one-for-one deal where they would do a MRI in the public system, MRI in the private system, but they had to monitor, were we decreasing wait times? Were we decreasing costs? It turns out they did a great job. So I would suggest allow provinces the freedom to experiment. Number two, we have to address federal spending power. And that's a fancy way of saying the feds have a ton of money that they can use to bribe the provinces on whatever they want the provinces to do. Right now, it's a wide open gravy train. If we want to bribe the provinces to build a railway, build a dam, build hospitals, build whatever they want, the feds can say, hey, if you do this, we'll pay for 50% or 20% or whatever. We need some guardrails on that. And because right now it's basically overturning the Constitution. Provinces are having their mandate walked all over by the feds.
Given the current state of things and the fact that nobody likes what's going on in healthcare right now, everybody has problems with the way that it's working, doesn't it present an opportunity? To me, it seems like, hey, listen, if you want to stand up and say, yeah, some of these things may sound like real departures from what we've always done, but what we've always done has got us into this mess. We have to do something differently. I mean, can't you position yourself and sell this in such a way that Canadians would go, yeah, you know what? He's right. What we're doing ain't working. Let's try something different.
Totally. And so the opportunities there, the major roadblock, I'll just give you a few examples. For example, a federal caucus, how big is it? 35 people, 40 people?
Yeah, sure.
You've got a group of people leading the country. Well, there are over 400,000 bureaucrats. Just think of that. We're talking hundreds of thousands of bureaucrats that want...
That's scary.
Yeah, exactly. And we're not even talking about the millions of people employed in healthcare. So you've got a whole bunch of people earning their income from a system that they've fought for. Every piece of the pie, yeah. I have to fight to get. And now you're talking about changing? You're talking about experimentation? So step number one is addressing that huge mismatch. And it's going to take some courage, right, for people to say, listen, we're going to try a little bit of cautious experimentation, and guess what? The sky is not going to fall. Canadians are actually supportive of cautious change, and they're ready for it, but will we have a government that has the courage to try some cautious change?
That's what it comes down to, and it's tough, and nobody, like you say, people talk about it a lot, but when push comes to shove, it's sort of, boy, that's really risky, so it remains to be seen, but it's a great conversation. Sean, thanks so much for being here. I really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.